I was a mess when Jesus came into my life. I was an alcoholic. I had been married 5 times.
God showed Jeannie Turner that her experiences could help her minister to other women. And today, Jeannie shares the love of Jesus with women in strip clubs and prisons. She's our guest on this episode of GPS, God, People, Stories. I'm Phil Fleischman.
And I'm Jim Kirkland. Along with telling us about what she does, Jeannie Turner is also going to talk about surviving Hurricane Irma. And then a little later in this episode, Billy Graham is going to talk about another woman whose life was transformed by Jesus. Her story is in the Bible.
All she said was, come and see Jesus, and Jesus will change your life, as he's changed mine.
If you need Jesus to change your life, there's no need to wait another second. Go to this website. It's findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net.
GPS. God, People, Stories.
We met Jeannie Turner thanks to Hurricane Irma. Chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team were ministering in different parts of Florida, including the town where Jeannie lives.
I'm just thankful, you know, that God will show up and God will do something, because he always does. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. He makes a way where there seems to be no way.
Both Jeannie's business and her home were damaged by floodwaters from Irma. We asked her what it was like to return to her home and see it looking the way it did.
You mean my brand new little house that God just gave me? It was painful, but you know what? A lot of people have a lot worse than me, so it's just feelings, you know, and I'll get through those. I'm just blessed above and beyond what I could think or imagine. So God's going to do it. I don't know how, but I just look forward to the way he's going to do it.
There was a time when Jeannie didn't understand that about God.
I was a mess when Jesus came into my life. I was an alcoholic. I had been married 5 times, and I heard the story about the woman at the well who had been married 5 times, and Jesus then told her, and the man that you're with now is not your husband either. And the night that I heard that story is when everything changed in my life, because it was an aha moment for me to say, I know that if that could happen, like, that's a story for me. And from then on, I identified with that woman. She then went into the city and told everybody about this man named Jesus.
And that's what Jeannie's been doing ever since she surrendered her life to Jesus about 20 years ago. She's been telling everybody she can about Jesus.
I first started telling prostitutes on the streets, girls that are working, and taking them just little gifts and inviting them to Bible studies. And then from there, it grew into going into strip clubs and asking the women, you know, giving them gifts and telling them if there was anything they need, whether it's phone call, or whether it's prayer, whether it's groceries, no matter what it is, we would be there to help them.
The ministry has grown to include several shelter houses for women. Jeannie says it's important to help meet both the physical and spiritual needs of women who are trying to get out of the strip club life.
Because that life is not easy to get out of, because the devil has them convinced that that's all they're good for. So when they want to come out, they got to have somebody telling them, you're good for more than that. Christ did more than that on a cross for you. Mm. He made you more than a conqueror in Christ. All you have to do is ask him and he'll help you.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
The name of Jeannie's ministry is One Way Out, and his name is Jesus. Its primary focus is helping women in strip clubs and in prison.
We also do classes on life support and drug classes, and then I also take the girls to church with me, so I mentor them. I have like 8 or 9 women that help me to with all the women.
God has used Jeannie's ministry to impact the life of at least one man. His name is Joe, and he ran one of the strip clubs where Jeannie was ministering to women.
I started passing out the gifts, and when I started passing out the gifts, there was a book in there. And the girls stopped their jobs and were reading the book, right, sitting there on the job reading the book. And I was like, oh, I've messed up. You know, this is not good. So the bouncer came over to me on my third trip in, and he goes, from now on, Joe said to just leave the stuff at the door and we'll give it out. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I got to hug the girls. You know, I got to pass it out. You know, I can't do that.
So Jeannie stayed away from the club for a couple of months, mostly out of fear. But one night she decided to go back. She told the bouncer that she'd like to see Joe.
So he goes in and he tells Joe, and Joe comes out finally and says, come on in, Jeannie, and have a seat. And so I go in and have a seat. He goes, you want a drink? I said, Joe, I quit drinking a long time ago. I said, but I'll take a Coke. And so we sat and we talked, and I said, listen, Joe, I said, I don't want to cause a problem for you. And if you tell me when to come, the appropriate time, I'll come. Like if it's before the girls start, when there's no customers, I'll come then. I said, but I don't want to be kept out of the club. And he goes, I know, Jeannie, you've never done anything to harm the club, so I understand. And so after that, I had great favor with him. And so from then on, he even introduced me to people that worked on his staff. He even had me come in one morning when he was having a staff meeting so he could have me meet everybody. From then on. Yes, he no longer works there, though.
That's right. Joe left the strip club and he started a new business. Now, Jeannie hasn't spoken to him for a while, so she's not sure if he's made the decision to surrender his heart to Jesus. But what she does know is that he chose a very Christian-themed name for his new company.
Another man Jeannie was ministering to had some spiritual advice for her. He lives in a senior citizen's home where she was helping with meals, and he encouraged Jeannie to pray for big things for her ministry so she could help more people.
And I want to help people, you know, so I just want to continue doing what God's called me to do.
It's the kind words, a simple smile, more than showing up, going the extra mile. It's giving everything when you got nothing left, sharing.
God completely transformed Jeannie Turner's life, and he will transform your life too if you let him. It begins with surrendering your life to Jesus Christ, asking him to forgive your sins, and helping you live your life the way he wants you to live it. We can tell you more about this at this website. It's findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net.
Don't go anywhere. In just a minute, Jeannie's going to share a story about nativity scenes with no baby Jesuses in them.
You're listening to GPS, God, People, Stories, a production of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Jesus was weary. He sits down at Jacob's well. This woman came. She was probably a social outcast.
Billy Graham.
Jesus was offering this woman water for her thirsty soul. Our souls are empty and lonely and guilty. So Jesus said to her, go call your husband. He knew her sins. He knows yours. She partly covered it up and said, I have no husband. Jesus gently reminded her that technically she was right. She had no husband. She'd had five husbands, and the man she was now living with was not her husband. And she said two things. Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. And please, sir, would you give me this living water? And from that moment on, she became a witness. All she said was, come and see Jesus. And Jesus will change your life as he's changed mine.
And now back to the hosts of GPS, Jim Kirkland and Phil Fleischman.
As we all try to come to terms with the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas, chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team are there in person. They're sharing the hope and love of Jesus with a lot of hurting people. And there are actually a couple of ways that you can be a part of the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team's ministry in Las Vegas. First, through your prayers, and then through your financial support.
To be involved, Just go to billygrahamradio.org and click on What We Do. You'll see Rapid Response Team there. Again, that's billygrahamradio.org.
One of the ways our guest on this episode of GPS ministers to women working in strip clubs is by taking small gifts to them. Well, Jeannie Turner told us a funny story about buying little Christmas presents for the women one year.
So I go to the dollar store and I'm like, I need to get a gift for Christmas. I'm thinking in my head and I'm shopping, right? And I see this nativity scenes and they're 99 cents a character, right? But all I need is baby Jesus because he's the gift. So I bought all the baby Jesuses out of the nativity scenes. I went to the register. Young girl on the register, she didn't think anything about it. I didn't think anything about it. I bought all the baby Jesuses. I'm on the way home and I go, nobody can have baby Jesus but the girls in the strip club. That's and that's what I gave him because Jesus is the gift. And that's what I wanted them to have for Christmas was Jesus.
The name of Jeannie Turner's ministry again is One Way Out, and his name is Jesus. We're grateful to Jeannie for her work and the time she spent with us.
Indeed. And you know, we share stories like Jeannie's every week, stories of God's remarkable work in people's lives. If you appreciate these stories, would you consider supporting GPS financially? To make a gift, just go to billygrahamradio.org and you'll see a give button. Click that. That's billygrahamradio.org. We would be very grateful. I'm Jim Kirkland. Thank you very much for listening.
And I'm Phil Fleischman. We also want to thank the Newsboys for the use of some of their music in this episode of GPS, God, People, Stories. It's an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.